All right, now let's take a look at something that we have been discussing previously. And we're bringing it from Pew Research Center's study on what Americans see regarding America's future. We talked about the fact that, you know, some people have different ways of viewing the changing demographics, the fact that by 2050, there would be more peoples of color than white people in America. There would be more people 65 and older than people who are younger than 18. And the different views that people have of these and other issues that are part of the American change, the American transition. One of the things that we looked at is how much or how little confidence people have that our political leaders will be able to cope effectively with our nation's biggest problems. 48% said that they're very worried about this. When it comes to the ability of our federal government, the people who lead our federal government to solve this country's major problems, 55% say that those leaders will have a negative impact, while only 44% say that our leaders in Washington will have a positive impact. Large majorities of Americans say that science and technology, in addition to the educational system, will solve our future problems. 87% say science and technology will have either a very positive impact or somewhat of a positive impact in solving the nation's problems. About 77% say that our educational system, public K through 12 schools and colleges and universities, will lead to coming up with solutions. Well, 77% K through 12, 74% colleges and universities. 77% worry about the ability of public schools to provide a quality education to tomorrow's students, and more expect the quality of these schools to get worse, not better, by 2050. 34% of the country rates increased spending on scientific research as a top policy priority. And of course, one of the questions that I'd like for us to ask is, what role will we the people play in getting America to a point where our school systems, particularly our public school systems, are able to provide the kind of leadership that will be necessary in empowering our people to come up with solutions to the nation's major problems? Now, keep in mind that we have many, many, many millions of people who don't want the public school systems to get stronger, who want the public school systems to get weaker, especially, and for some people, only the public school systems that serve inner city students. They want more and more money taken from those public school systems where inner city students are in the majority, and where the most money is needed. That's where they want the most money to be taken away. Using tax dollars that go about the business of funding our schools, knowing very well that those tax dollars fund the school system, knowing that where you have your richest neighborhoods with the richest students, they're in good shape, much better shape than most of the schools in inner city public communities, inner city communities. Same could be said about school systems in rural America. And they're wanting to take the tax dollars that are being used to help fund schools away from the public schools and instead use those to fund private schooling. Now, one of the games they love playing is by saying this will give inner city students the opportunity to get an education at a private school, and they can get away from public schools. Here's the thing. They know that for the most part, public transportation is not provided for private schooling. And they know for a fact that as a result, many school students who would attend public schools will have to continue to attend public schools because there would be no way for them to get to the private schools. There would be no transportation for them. They know, these politicians who come up with these decisions know for a fact, they do their homework. They are not nearly as ignorant as some people might think. They know for a fact that in many, many inner city communities, those students would not have the ability to get transported to the private schools, even if they were able to come up with tax dollars that would be taken away from the public school to fund them at the private school. And so who would actually end up at the private schools? The people who least need any kind of financial assistance. And the politicians who come up with this know that. That's why they come up with these policies and pretend they're trying to do good for everyone. So they've come up with a clever way to take even more monies from the public school system to ensure the further demise of the public school system, particularly the public schools in the inner cities. Rural counties, can you see the parents being able to get their children transported to private schools if indeed that were to happen? What percentage of inner city students and rural students do you think would actually be the ones attending these private schools using tax dollars? A very, very, very low percentage. And these politicians know that. They know for a fact that the vast majority of the people who would use the tax dollars to fund their private education would be people who least need financial assistance. And get this now, there are private schools, depending on where you go, that would charge thousands of dollars per year. You may pay $10,000 per year. You may pay $14,000 per year for one child's private school education. And don't get me wrong, I'm not speaking against private schools. I think that there's a place for private schools and charter schools and public schools. My beef is when knowing that we have a lot of politicians who want to make it easier and easier and easier for those who need the least to get the most, while those who need the most get the least. And as I've said before, as they very cleverly make it harder and harder and harder for people in the inner cities in rural America to be well educated, they make it easier and easier for those same students to find themselves eventually enslaved, only able to barely survive, and eventually having to just do what they're told as far as how they live. Back in a few.